mixed vibes and a lot of deeply suspicious side eye. This is the man who took one look at logic, causality, the soul, religion, and even the concept of self and whispered, "I don't believe any of this, and honestly, neither should you." Hume didn't want to build a philosophical system. He wanted to light it all on fire and warm himself with the flames of certainty's collapse. You know that feeling when someone asks a question so annoying it ruins the entire conversation? That's Hume, except the conversation is reality. In this book, we're going to explore how Hume dismantled old causality like it was a badly glued IKEA table, declared you have no self, just a slideshow of impressions with emotional baggage, rejected miracles, metaphysics, and meaning with the grace of a man bored at a séance, turned morality into emotional instincts dressed up as virtue, and managed to terrify Kant into reinventing philosophy just to feel something again. It's going to be sarcastic. It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to hurt. You will come out the other side of this book less certain, more confused, and possibly convinced your personality is just a convenient hallucination. But that's okay. Hume would have wanted it that way. So grab a whiskey, a blank stare, and a list of everything you thought you believed. We're about to burn it all down and doubt the ashes. Let's begin. Chapter 1. The Enlightenment, but make it Scottish and sad. Let's set the stage. It's the 18th century, and Europe is having a moment. The Enlightenment is in full swing. Intellectuals are popping off like it's Coachella for reason. People are inventing science, secularism, democracy, encyclopedias, and general optimism about human progress. Enter David Hume, Scotland's answer to the question, what if a philosopher had resting doubt face? While everyone else is out here trying to make sense of the universe and draft moral blueprints for a better society, Hume shows up wearing philosophical plaid and a permanent frown, ready to ask questions like, how do you know anything is real? Why do you think one event causes another? Are you sure you're a person? And then he just kind of stands there watching you unravel. Meet the man, an existential wet blanket with a wig. Hume wasn't a flamboyant figure like Rousseau or a pompous metaphysical architect like Descartes. No, Hume was quietly devastating, the intellectual equivalent of someone gently whispering, none of this holds up, while sipping tea. He was agnostic in a time when atheism got you very fired or very dead. Chubby, which bothered everyone for some reason, despite the fact that he was busy dismantling the entire philosophical tradition, and suspicious, not just of God and miracles, but of you, your memory, your logic, and your tendency to believe literally anything. Hume had one rule. If you can't observe it, don't trust it. And even if you can observe it, don't trust it that much. The vibe, I'll believe it when I see it, and even then, maybe not. Hume's entire approach to knowledge can be summed up as a massive, scowling side-eye to the concept of certainty. While Enlightenment thinkers were trying to prove truths with reason and logic, Hume was gently tapping them on the shoulder, saying, how do you know any of that's actually real and not just habitual nonsense? He didn't reject ideas. He annihilated them with kindness. He'd walk up to a grand philosophical theory, ask a few devastating questions, and then stand quietly as it imploded under the weight of its own unjustified assumptions. He looked at metaphysics, shrugged, and said,